Picture this. A developer in Rotterdam opens their laptop, runs a state-of-the-art language model trained on Dutch culture and law locally on their own hardware, while SpaceX just dropped $60 billion on the AI coding tool sitting in their taskbar. That's the world we're reporting from today. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to Intellijix HN Daily for Wednesday, June 17, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have an absolutely packed episode today, and I want to give you a quick heads up for anyone joining us for the first time. While everything we cover is sourced from the Hacker News community, we're an independent podcast. We're not affiliated with, endorsed by, or sponsored by Y Combinator or Hacker News in any way. We're just two people who think the HN community surfaces some of the sharpest technology and business analysis on the internet, and we want to bring those conversations to a wider audience.
And speaking of that community, if you're not spending time on Hacker News, you really should be. The URL is news.combinator.com, and what makes it special isn't just the links, it's the comment sections. When a story about GLM 5.2 hitting the top of the open weights benchmarks drops, you get engineers who've actually run the evals, researchers who know the team, and skeptics who've spotted the edge cases, all in the same thread. We genuinely cannot replicate that depth. We're giving you the highlights reel. The comment sections are the film.
So let's talk about what's on the docket today. The lead story is almost certainly SpaceX's reported acquisition of AnySphere, the company behind the Cursor code editor, for $60 billion. That's not a typo. $60 billion. The Hacker News thread generated over 1,500 comments, and for good reason. We'll dig into what Elon Musk's aerospace company wants with an AI coding assistant and what this means for the broader developer tools market.
We're also spending significant time on the state of open weights AI models because something real has shifted in the last few months. GLM 5.2 from Jipu AI has topped the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index, and simultaneously, a widely shared blog post is making the case with actual evidence that running models locally is genuinely good now, not just theoretically good. We'll connect those two threads.
On the international AI front, the Netherlands has launched GPT-NL, a sovereign language model built specifically for Dutch society. That story is getting less attention than it deserves, given what it signals about where Europe is heading on AI governance and digital autonomy. And Alibaba's Qwen team has released a robotics foundation model suite that's a direct play for physical world intelligence. So robots, not just chatbots.
In the security and developer tools space, we have two stories that are generating real debate. A piece arguing you should stop using JWTs, JSON Web Tokens, has nearly 400 upvotes, and a comment section full of people who either strongly agree or strongly disagree. And separately, a write-up about exploiting IIS server vulnerabilities has that wonderful Hacker News combination of being technically fascinating and deeply uncomfortable.
We'll also talk about GrapheneOS being ported to Android 17, which matters enormously for the privacy-focused mobile community, and Wolfram Language hitting version 15 with built-in AI capabilities. Plus, the Stop Killing Games campaign failing to secure EU legislation despite 1.3 million signatures, which raises real questions about how citizen initiatives interface with European lawmaking. And the Calvin and Hobbes integrity piece that's been circulating widely, which connects to something important about creative work and commercial pressure.
We're also touching on Bash's hidden superpower for making HTTP requests without curl, some genuinely mind-bending science about fungal networks, semi-classical gravity supposedly solving NP-complete problems, which we'll treat with appropriate caution, and a few other gems from today's feed. Lot to cover. Let's get into it.